This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 my friends, it's already Thursday, the 5th of June, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live the next 3 hours, and we're going to take a lot of calls and cover a ton of vital news and information. Our neocon, open borders, gun-grabbing, government-expanding president is going to be traveling to Iraq, and they're trying to keep it quiet. Perhaps he'll even unveil a weapons of mass destruction find. And Attorney General John Ashcroft, the butcher of the Bill of Rights, is before the Congress, and he wants broader anti-terror powers. He wants the power to execute people. That's right, secretly arrest them, not release their names, and execute them. Now, they're already arguing this in federal court. Patriot Act 1 has many of the provisions, but he's arguing for Patriot Act 2 while saying it doesn't exist as the bills are enrolled in the Senate. And it integrates with that story from 2 weeks ago, U.S. plans death camp, or about a week and a half ago, U.S. plans death camp out of the mail on Sunday in Reuters. The U.S. has floated plans of turning Guantanamo Bay into a death camp with its own death row and execution chamber for citizens as well. Hey, sounds like freedom, doesn't it? Secret execution centers for citizens. No one knowing who grabbed you. It sounds like what America is all about. Some good news because of conservatives, real conservatives, forcing Bush and the neocons' hand. Partial birth abortion ban passes the House, but it's got holes you can drive a 18-wheeler through, unfortunately. A lot of holes in it. Interesting story out of Harper's Magazine. I already knew about this group. It's kind of your Bohemian Grove slash Skull and Bones front group. It's a Christian group who likes Nietzsche, Hitler, and Mao Zedong. They say these are good leaders, and it's got most of your Christian conservative leaders are members of it. It was founded by the CIA back in the 50s, and they let Harper's come and watch them and cover what they do in D.C., they're kind of coming out with Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones now, too. And they call themselves Christians. They call for a one-world government run by a secret leader who will be Jesus Christ in the flesh, they say. That's right. Sounds like the Antichrist, but hey, it's, you know, if turning your guns in is conservative, then a secret one-world leader who supports Hitler and Stalin and Mao... it's Christian. We're learning the new definitions now, and we'll be discussing that as well today. We're posting a story from Guerrilla News Network and Harper's on Infowars.com. They especially love Nietzsche. Of course, he hated Christians and said they were the worst scum on earth, but that's really who they follow because they're Christians. And they are calling for a secret one-world government, and they were founded by the CIA and control most of your major Christian organizations. Surprise, surprise. But from what they say about themselves, I would call it Satanism, but again, I would call gun-grabbing, I would say that wasn't conservative, but in the new world, turning your guns in, massive regulation and taxation, that's conservatism. And Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Satanism is the highest form of Christian conservatism. So I'm beginning to learn here on the air. I'm beginning to understand how to be a better conservative. Okay, so that's coming up to just a massive show today for you. Also, they're going to install a puppet media in Iraq. Occupiers propose Iraqi code of conduct. They're going to appoint people and then call it an election. Appoint leaders and call it an election. Global tax on guns. I haven't gotten to this in the last few days. I will. More on a new 911 movie paints Bush as a hero, and it's written by our good buddy Lionel Chetlin, who threatened me on the set of Conspiracy Zone in Los Angeles. It's all coming up. Seattle protesters decry secret police and more.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. I hope you'll stay with us. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight. And, of course, there's a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m. Central Standard Time as well. Now, U.S. plans death camp. That was out of Reuters and the Mail on Sunday about a week and a half ago. I want to go back over that because John Ashcroft was on C-SPAN this morning. I didn't catch all of it. I did tape some of the clips off CNN and Fox, and I hope that people did get the C-SPAN on tape. They'll send me a copy of it. And he called for secretly arresting American citizens and executing us in secret. Now, this first came out about a year ago from Crawford, the Bush compound. They said they wanted to be able to execute terrorist suspects in secret. People couldn't believe it. Now it's in Patriot Act 2. The powers are in Patriot Act 1. They just don't spell it out. Now Ashcroft said it today, and I have his quotes here from the Associated Press. So just in case you didn't know, that's 180 degrees from what America is and what America is all about and what the Bill of Rights and Constitution stand for. It's 180. It's on target for Stalinist Russia, Nazi Germany under Hitler, Mao's China, or what we see today in China. It is on target for Fidel's Cuba. This is what we see in Pol Pot's Cambodia under the Khmer Rouge. Secret arrest, secret executions. You think, oh, well, that's just for terrorists. Well, you better find out that terrorism means having $3,000 unaccounted for that's not in the bank. You better find out that terrorism means any misdemeanor crime, Section 802 of the First Patriot Act. You better find out that they're now talking about Christian terrorists, period, all over the news in conjunction with Eric Robert Rudolph. You better wake up and realize how sinister all of this is and how they're promising you more terror to legitimize all of it. So that's coming up in this hour. I will cover it. Also, coming up in about 20 minutes when we get into the bottom of the hour segment after the 30 to 33 break, I want to cover some stories here that were out of the Guerrilla News Network, but first broken by Harper's Magazine and their religious writer, Jeffrey Charlotte. When you go read his columns, he just covers different religious groups. Well, an organization let him watch them for several months. They're little known. Most of the big Christian leaders are members. Was founded by the CIA. And they believe that Nietzsche was wonderful, Hitler was good, Stalin was good, Pol Pot, all these people are good. They call for global dictatorship run by a secret organization, and that Jesus works through people like Hitler and others. Now, of course, it's really a Skull and Bones slash front group, of course, and it's just out of control. And this is how they do it. This is how they control things. This is what the globalists are all about. So you wonder why the phony Christians on TV call for microchipping, call for world government. You wonder why the Pope just called for a, quote, New World Order, Protestant Catholic leaders. You wonder why they say that secret arrest of citizens and the Patriot Act are good. Because, folks, they're not Christians, okay? Bottom line. And when you read the quotes by these people, and they want you to know about it, it's now time for the evil to come out in your face and to have you to basically accept it. So that's coming up. Now, of course, they love Nietzsche. They talk about Nietzsche all the time. And Nietzsche said Christians are the worst, Christ is horrible, and all these other insults. But, again, this is all part of the scrambling of the brain. We're treated to announcements all over the news of how Christian Bush is when he's an admitted member of Skull and Bones, the Order of Death, an admitted group founded in 1832 by the Order of Death of the Illuminati. This is mainstream USA Today, MSNBC, folks. Founded by the German Illuminati. This is public. And so they have their little organizations, and we'll be getting into this group. This is what this organization is all about. And when you read what they say, it's just absolutely amazing to know that this is going on. And so soon, if you don't worship world government and a secret world leader, they say Jesus is going to be our world leader soon here, and he's going to have tyranny worldwide, and he's going to demand this, and all the religions work together for this world leader because that's what Jesus wants. That's right. This is very, very interesting information. Let me just read a little bit of this. A lot of people have been talking about an article in last month's Harper's Magazine by Jeffrey Charlotte. And it's amazing. It's inside the $4.4 million Arlington, Virginia compound owned by a mysterious, highly connected religious group known as the Fellowship. Not only did Charlotte live among the members, he delved deep into the group's archives, finding evidence that the Fellowship has had extensive links to such spiritually enlightened characters as Latin American dictators, death squad leaders, and Indonesia's brutal President Suharto, who was accused of killing more than 500,000 suspected people in the aid of the CIA. Just how powerful is the group? And what are its core beliefs? The answers may shock you. And, of course, we recommend that you first go read Charlotte's Harper's article, Jesus Plus Nothing, here, and then read GNN's conversation with the author. And Guerrilla News Network said, you went undercover into this house, and who were you posing as, and what were you trying to find? Charlotte, actually, I was posing as myself. I write about religion. A friend has said, go check it out. It's an interesting place. I went not knowing the politics. Within a few days, I began to see things were not at all what I expected. This was connected to a pretty vast political network. Still, it was quite a pleasant place to live. These people had different approach than I did, but I was interested in learning. As time went on, I started hearing more and more disturbing talk. That's when I started keeping my ears open. I didn't go in undercover, but I suppose I left undercover, but I told them who I was. I never told a lie. Some people have called your story a hoax. Charlotte, I've got lots of letters from people saying this has got to be a hoax, or please tell me if it's a hoax. And it says, or curiously, from people who know a little too much to be saying things they are saying. And it says, they are very explicit. Their goal is an invisible world organization led by Christ. And they say, what is the group's core ideals, and what is the level of secrecy involved here? The goal is an invisible world organization led by Christ. That's what they aspire to. They are very explicit about this. If you look into their documents, I spent a lot of time researching in their archives. Their goal is a worldwide invisible organization. That's their word, and that's important because it sounds so crazy. And they go into what this world religion wants. Fascism, world leaders, they don't really care what religion you are. And they go into how Hitler and Mao and others really were serving Jesus. And boy, it's interesting in how the CIA helped found it and is most of their top members and what they call the core. So it's coming up. It's like the neocons. The neocons mainly make up this group. Neoconservatives. Anti-gun, open border, massive regulation, massive government growth in size, totally outdoing Bill Clinton. The founders of it all admitted Trotskyites. That's mainstream news. Just type in neocon and Trotskyite, the search engine. And hundreds of mainstream news articles. But they said, oh, they decided Stalin wasn't good and became neoconservatives. So it's about this wicked global government agenda just saying, oh, we're Christian. Go with us. Details of this, it gets a lot worse, coming up later in the show. But what did John Ashcroft do today? Attorney General John Ashcroft asked Congress today for expanded powers to hold suspected terrorists indefinitely before trials, and then to let him seek the death penalty or life imprisonment for any terrorist act. Ashcroft told the House Judiciary Committee that the 2001 Patriot Act signed into law September 11th attacks should also be expanded to let prosecutors bring charges against anyone who supports or works with suspected terrorist groups as material supporters. The law has several weaknesses which terrorists could exploit, undermining our defenses, Ashcroft said. So that's Patriot Act 2 and what they've already been arguing successfully in court. In fact, in the new Patriot Act, you don't even have to commit a crime to be secretly arrested, secretly executed. But they can't get away with this if we stand up and say no. Ashcroft, who held up copies of Al-Qaeda's declarations of war against America, read aloud some of the names of those killed September 11th, 2000 attacks, said penalties in the new Patriot Act have helped the Justice Department prevent more terrorist attacks in America. Ashcroft also said the department did not break any laws, despite an internal Justice Department report that criticized the government's treatment of illegal aliens. Now, they know most of you don't care about the illegal aliens and are upset about the open borders. They think, oh, you'll just think it's about illegals. It's all about citizens, folks, and about Christians. The main training manuals say homeschoolers, gun owners, constitutionalists, those that believe in the second coming of Christ. The department's inspector general found significant problems in the Bush administration's actions towards 762 foreigners held in immigration violations after the attacks. Now, what they do is they will announce bad things they've done, say they're sorry, and then get more funding. So that's coming up, and how that integrates with this article from a week and a half ago out of Reuters and the Mail on Sunday. U.S. plans death camp. The U.S. has floated plans to turn Guantanamo Bay to a death camp with its own death row and execution chamber. Prisoners would be tried, convicted, and executed without leaving its boundaries, without a jury, and without the right of appeal, secretly. Mail on Sunday newspaper reported, the plans were revealed by Major General Jeffrey Miller, who is in charge of the 680 suspects in 43 countries, including two Australians. Suspects have been held in Guantanamo Delta Camp on Cuba without charges for 18 months. And of course, some have died, and the former general over the camp, Brigadier General Rick Baucus, quit, refusing to carry out torture. and the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda were flown out to safety out of Afghanistan on CIA C-130s, MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine, Fox News reported. We'll be right back with a lot more.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today, so call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Black is white, white is black, up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left. That's what they tell you. The opposite of what America is supposed to be about is dying right now. That is, America's dying, and that system is taking over. And the media is going to nothing but reality TV, talking about issues of little or no significance, distracting you with petty murder trials, while the massive corruption of the global government is expanding at record rates. What do you think about Ashcroft saying he wants to be able to secretly arrest Americans, secretly execute you, now for not even committing terrorist acts, even unknowingly supposedly aiding organizations that, quote, aid terrorists, and then the definition of terrorism is so broad it even has misdemeanors in it? What do you think about that? 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And coming up, I'm going to get into this Harper story and the Guerrilla News Network interview that got even more information out from the reporter about this organization and what they're doing. This so-called Christian organization that has so many leaders involved in it and what they call for. The type of Christianity that this neoconservative government is promoting. Occupiers propose Iraq media code of conduct. That's right. Faced with a freewheeling Iraqi media, U.S.-led occupation authority is devising a code of conduct for the press, protest from Iraq journalists who endured censorship under Saddam Hussein, and they worry for their newfound freedom. Coalition officials say the code is not intended to censor the media. Oh, of course, not only to control speech and to interpret speech that could incite violence and hinder efforts to build a society. Oh, the country is just too fragile for a journalistic free-for-all, says the U.S. government. There's no room for hateful and destabilizing messages that will destroy the emerging Iraqi democracy. Mike Furlong, a senior advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority, told the Associated Press, all media outlets must be responsible. U.S. forces have reason to worry about instability. Divisions run deep in the post-war Iraq, a tribal society split between majority Shiite Muslims and minority Sunnis, and between Arabs, Kurds, and smaller ethnic groups. Plus, there is a thick seam of distaste for American occupation. So they've had to mow down a lot of the protesters and others to keep them all in line, and they're going to take over the media, which they've basically done here. They're trying to buy it up here and teaching police that soon hate speech will be outlawed here like it is in Europe. And hate speech means criticizing genetically modified foods. If you're a left-winger or you just care about the food supply, it means not allowing protest of abortion clinics, period, which they already arrest you for if you do, saying it's racketeering, blocking the entrance even if you're 200 feet away. It means not being able to demonstrate for pro-Second Amendment causes because guns are hateful. They're actually writing these guidelines. So, and they've passed campaign finance reform where you can't talk about political issues with, say, Gun Owners of America or the ACLU, regardless of what area of the political spectrum, 60 days before an election. It's all part of the new freedom. All part of the new freedom here in America. We must stop Al-Qaeda by not allowing you to have political organizations on the show. And, of course, what is this global body doing? Global tax on guns. Brazil, France propose international levy on arms sales to eliminate world hunger. They've called for a world tax to basically tax guns out of existence. And our government says they agree. And the G8 says, okay, well, then we agree to you invading Iran and Syria and North Korea. We have more on those battle plans for World War III coming up as well. Some world leaders at the G8 summit meeting are floating the idea of a global tax on arms sales, including a French President Jacques Chirac's suggestion, a tax on gun purchases by individuals, and see, he's a right-winger. In a speech at the annual meeting of the Group of Eight, G8 Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, long name, pushed the arms sales tax as a scheme whereby the world's wealthiest nations would fund efforts to eliminate world hunger, reports Bloomberg News. The Group of Eight includes the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Italy, Canada, Japan, and Russia. And by the way, they've all agreed, six of the eight have agreed that they want to have Bill Clinton as the next Secretary General. Of course, he'll be happy to do that with his comrade Bush double-teaming us. He could be in there within a year and a half, guaranteed within 2.5 years. Citing the Brazilian paper, Bloomberg reports Luna said such taxes would create a global fund capable of giving food to those who are hungry and creating the conditions to end causes of hunger. Oh, it's all for hunger. Save the children. Seattle protesters to cry secret police. We'll get to that when we get back. Big Brother not watching you, watching your clothes. The chips already tracking you in your clothes. We're involved with the Pentagon. Some good news on partial birth abortion ban coming up and the demon cult.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, body. 803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to shatter the false left-right paradigm. Under this government, the size of state, local, and federal government is growing to record levels. The control is becoming so massive, the feds are actually taking over major cities like New Orleans and federalizing them. That's public. The Times-Picayune months ago reported that. The entire city taken over by Homeland Security. They have a bill to take over every city, but they're already doing everything before they even pass the laws. And I want you to think about how crazy it is that Ashcroft, I have him on tape in my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, saying that there is no Patriot Act 2, it's a lie, and that it hadn't been introduced when it's been introduced in the Senate 5 months ago. He said that months after it had been introduced. It's been enrolled now in the House, brought to Hastert and others. And then I walk out during the break, and he's on CNN, a clip of him saying, we must strengthen the Patriot Act. We need to be able to secretly arrest citizens and execute them. He said this in testimony. We posted the AP article on Infowars.com. So 2 months ago, he's saying there is no Patriot Act 2. There's no plans to expand the legislation. He said that before Congress, the House and Senate, in two different committees. I have clips from both committees, thanks to listeners that sent me the C-SPAN footage. And then, right after he said that, we found articles from a week before he testified in Indiana newspapers where he gave a speech saying we're going to strengthen the Patriot Act. I mean, bold-faced lies. Bigger than, read my lips, no new taxes. Bigger than, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Let me shake my finger at you. This guy is of his father, the devil. I mean, he is just the biggest liar I have ever seen. Everything that comes out of his mouth is lies. 180s daily from what he says. Now, we had all the facts. They'd introduced it. We told you about secret executions of citizens, secret arrest. Anybody that says where you went can be secretly arrested and executed. Misdemeanors. The new act says you don't have to even commit crimes. And these guys are on the news saying they want more now after the last 4 months they've been saying there is no Patriot Act 2. So I'm blown away here. I mean, what about you? What do we do about this? And I've got all the FBI training manuals that they're giving right now. I got FEMA on tape saying George Washington, Thomas Jefferson are terrorists. That type of person is an enemy of the government. I've got them arresting a woman at a checkpoint for having a pocket constitution, freaking out over the Declaration of Independence, saying, is this still legal? That's because they're actually teaching the cops and the highway patrol that this is illegal. This is Twilight Zone, Body Snatcher, They Live, Matrix, Brave New World, Big Brother 1984, out of control. It is worse than all of those dystopic novels. I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, it's just reached la-la land levels never before seen. And this tells me the globalist, the military-industrial complex is getting ready to spring another attack so they can say, see, we tried to protect you. You didn't give all your rights up, and now the terrorist hits you again. They're not going to stop. You've got to call Congress and tell them, look, no more of these laws. Control the borders. The AP reported last week they're using Patriot Act 1 to grab bank accounts that have nothing to do with even crimes. They don't even have to list names or why they did it. They're grabbing your money. They're setting up internal checkpoints. They've taken over the radio and TV with the Amber Alert system. It's really the EAS FEMA system. But the former head of the FCC group over EAS on last year. He's now a professor up in Chicago. I mean, it's just total martial law being set up right now in America, and these guys are running around saying, oh, we're Christian conservatives, accept it. And the Democrats are all voting for it. So, just unbelievable. What do they think of you? What do they think of your memory? What do they think of your moral compass if they'll tell you for the last couple months, really 4 or 5 months, and testify 2 months ago before Congress and tell you there's no Patriot Act, and Ashcroft said those that say this are aiding terrorists with lies and phantoms of lost liberty, they will lose their liberty. He even said these liars saying we're doing this, they're helping terrorists, they're spreading false information, and now he's on TV admitting it. On TV this morning. If this doesn't freak you out, there's something wrong with you, America. But so many good Christian conservative Americans are totally neutralized because they're not looking at the actions of this government, Republican or Democrat, together bringing you the New World Order. They're listening to the rhetoric. And now let me get to this article I promised I'd get to. It's lengthy. Then I will get to your calls. I will get to your calls, the toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But before I get to this news and this bizarre so-called Christian organization founded by CIA shadowy figures, I want to kind of slow down here for a second and tell folks that you need to get prepared. You need to grow a garden. You need to have some land, even if it's an acre. You need to have friends and family that's worth more than all the gold in the mountains, as I've said. You need to have some good firearms to defend your family from tyranny and criminals and the enemy combatants that are all around us that are posing as our saviors. And my friends, you need to get water filters. You need to do it. You need to call New Millennium Concepts. They got units that'll do 120 gallons a day. Or I don't know, what, $290 that just sit in the corner of your kitchen or your garage. Incredible system with a Black Berkey element made in America. They've got the scratch and dent cell that won't be going long of a big pallet of these that fell over. Most of them don't even have scratches, but they just said the whole pallet's damaged. Anything that was really damaged, they're throwing out for only $149. The two-filter unit does about 30 gallons a day, 20,000, 30,000 gallons in its lifetime. The new Black Super Filter in it, $149. I would suggest you take advantage of that and the scratch and dent sale. They got potassium iodate in case there's a radiological release, which the globalists say is going to happen. I hope it doesn't. You take it, it blocks your thyroid so it doesn't absorb the stuff that'll kill you. Number one cause of death from a nuclear attack or release. Toll free number to call and order 1-888-803-4438. And your purchase also supports this broadcast. They're the big national distributor for Berkey products. And you get a great deal when you do it. New Millennium Concepts, 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. And if you call and the operators are busy, sometimes that happens, just leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. But, folks, I mean, these are scary times. But if we're bold, and if we stand up, and if we tell the truth, and if we take control of our lives, and if we stand up on the Bill of Rights and Constitution and cry out aloud and do not go along with these systems and take over our local governments through the political process, we can save this country. But if you go along with it, you will be fed on, whether you serve them or fight them. But again, the toll-free number to get the Big Berkeys, 1-888-803-4438. Take advantage of that scratch and dent cell while it still lasts. Won't last long. 888-803-4438. And, folks, I produced 9 films. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is 2 hours, 37 minutes. About 45 minutes of it is about Patriot Act 1 and 2. And all the lying and the actual legislation and Ashcroft saying different things on TV at different times. And bald-faced lying as the big government pimp he is, the front man for the New World Order takeover. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. You need to make 100 copies of it. You need to get it out to friends and family and everyone in your area. Just get it. Show it to your local VFW hall, your local NRA group. Wake up the grassroots today. We've also got to expose who's behind the terror. The film spends about 35, 40 minutes on dozens of other examples of government-sponsored terror, homeland security, government-run white slavery kidnapping rings from hundreds of mainstream articles. It's an incredible film. 2 hours, 37 minutes. I also have Road to Tyranny, a 170-minute film on DVD, 144-minute film on VHS about September 11th and the takeover there. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is only $12, about 911, 230 pages, an incredible book, concentrated information. I've got all these great videos. They're $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20. Take action today. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net to order, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos, expose the great lie, the delusion that everybody is under. I mean, it's incredible when you see the lies and what they've really done and the evidence of the globalists carrying out the terror. 1-888-253-3139. Save America. Stand up. Have the moral strength to investigate the truth. 888-253-3139. All right, now let me go ahead and get into this Harper's report. And, again, this is on Infowars.com, just posted right now. The headline, Devil Cult Posing as Christian Organization. That's what I call it. Listen to their beliefs. This is Jesus plus nothing, undercover among America's secret theocrats. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Matthew 10:3-6. And you talk about false prophets, and this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing, the article that I'm about to cover. And I first just want to read the Guerrilla News Network interview with Jeffrey Charlotte, who's a religious writer for Harper's Under Magazines. Let me go ahead and launch into this. A lot of people have been talking about an article in last month's Harper's Magazine by Jeffrey Charlotte, editor of the website, and co-author of the upcoming Heretics of the Bible. And it goes on, inside the $4.4 million Arlington, Virginia's mansion owned by a mysterious, highly connected religious group known as the Fellowship. Not only did Charlotte live among the members, he dove deep into the group's archives, finding evidence that the Fellowship has had extensive links to spiritually enlightened characters as Latin American dictators, death squad leaders, and Indonesian brutal President Suharto, who is accused of killing more than 500,000 people with the aid of the CIA. Just how powerful is this group? What are its core beliefs? And answers may shock you. They've got 20,000 members, and they don't want to grow. And we recommend that our readers first read Charlotte's Harper's article, Jesus Plus Nothing, here, and then return to GNN's conversation with the author. And we have both the articles posted on Infowars.com, GNN. You went undercover into this house. Who were you posing as, and what are you trying to find? Actually, I was posing as myself. I write about religion. A friend said, go check it out. It's an interesting place. I went, not knowing the politics. Within a few days, I began to see things were not at all what I expected. This was, wait till we get to the details of this. This was connected to a pretty vast political network. Still, it was quite a pleasant place to live. These people had a different approach than I did, but I was interested in learning at the time, so I started hearing more and more disturbing talk. That's when I started keeping my ears open. I didn't go in undercover, but I suppose I left undercover, but I told them, I told them who I was, and I never told a lie. Some people have called your story a hoax. Charlotte, I've got lots of letters from people saying this has got to be a hoax, or please tell me if it's a hoax, or curiously from people who know a little too much to be saying the things they are saying. Now, remember, Bohemian Grove Club and the San Francisco Chronicle, Santa Rosa newspaper, and in national TV on Trio Network admit I snuck in, admit I went into the Grove. The president and others admit they go, but still Christians will deny it exists and will challenge me, saying, are you a Christian for saying this about Bush? When it's admitted Washington Times that it's a satanic cult. But, oh, they're just having fun. So it's like this with all these groups. Now, let me continue. They are very explicit. This is from the article. The goal is an invisible world organization led by Christ, GNN. What are some of this group's core ideas, and what level of secrecy is involved here? Charlotte. The goal is an invisible world organization led by Christ. That's what they aspire to. They are very explicit about this if you look into their documents. And I spent a lot of time researching into their archives. Their goal is a worldwide invisible organization. That's their word, and that's important because it sounds too crazy. Now remember, they say in the article that they're not worried about abortion, they're not worried if people are Christians, they're not worried just that there's a world dictatorship. They actually say this, and that Stalin and Mao and Hitler were actually good guys, and we can learn from them and their loving work, and that it's just about Christ. When you say, but Hitler's bad, they go, it's Christ. It's Christ. It's Christ. You just go, oh, it's Christ. It's Christ. That's why it's Jesus plus nothing is the headline. It's all just, we support global dictatorship and secret government. It's for Christ. This is what Christ wants. They've got all these world leaders involved, Christian leaders, you name it. What they mean when they say a world organization led by Christ is that literally you just sit there and let Christ tell you what to do. More often than not, that leads them to a sort of paternalistic, benign fascism. There are a lot of places that they've done good things, and that's important to acknowledge. This is the liberals. They're pretty good, they say. Oh, they like Nietzsche. They say, oh, he hated Christians. But see, that's what they're about, it says. But that also means that they might be involved with General Suharto in Indonesia, and if that means that God leads him to kill 500,000 of his own citizens, then, well, it would be prideful to question God leading them. GNN, who are these guys and how many of them are there? Charlotte, the only estimate was made by Charles Colson, Nixon's chief dirty tricks guy, went on to become the head of the Prison Fellowship Ministries. Right before he went to prison, the founder of the fellowship, Doug Coe, turned him on to Christ. Colson said there are also about 20,000 people involved in the U.S., but you aren't really supposed to talk about it. I've always stated in interviews that it's not a conspiracy. There's no secret badge or anything. It's just a looser. This is how the vast right-wing conspiracy works, by bringing associates and friends. Now, again, this is the left looking at it. But everything this group really stands for is ultra-socialist and liberal. Continuing, GNN, but they speak of themselves as operating in a terrorist-like cells. Yes, they do. Inside your cell, you might know six or eight guys. It's about using useful idiot Christians that think they're doing the Lord's work. Let me give you a real quick history. In 35, Abraham Verdey starts it. By the 40s, it has about a third of Congress attending a weekly prayer meeting. In the 50s, he gets Eisenhower's support. Then we get into the Los Angeles Times reporting on the CIA founding of it. It's all coming up. CIA founding the modern version in 50. We'll be right back.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet?
1-888-887-2063.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I haven't gotten into the meat of this news article about the CIA takeover of the Christian Organization Front Group. I'm going to keep reading from it, and early in the next hour, I will start going to your calls. Doug in West Virginia and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join me on this subject is 800-259-9231. I'm going to get more into the chilling statements about how the Patriot Act must be strengthened today before Congress by John Ashcroft, who said Patriot Act 2 didn't exist after it was already enrolled, introduced in the Senate, and passing through committee. But continuing, according to a 2002 Los Angeles Times article, during the 1950s, the founder played a major role in the U.S. government's anti-communist activities, but really that was about the government controlling the anti-communist activities and keeping it away from people finding out the government was behind the centralization of power. Pentagon officials secretly met at the group's Washington Fellowship House in 1955 to plan a worldwide anti-communism propaganda campaign, and endorsed by the CIA documents from the Fellowship Archives and the Eisenhower Presidential Library show. They known as the International Christian Leadership. The group financed a film called Militant Liberty that was used by the Pentagon abroad. See, this is how they beguiled young Christians to join the CIA and fight communism when really our own government put Mao into power. Showing faith in discretion, Lisa Getter, Los Angeles Times, wrote about that. It's a sort of a stabilized now. By the mid-60s, they sort of realized they didn't want too many people dilute the organization. On scene, I saw one congressman, Todd T. Hurt, a Republican from Kansas, who seemed as if he was interviewing to be in the organization. He was very nervous. The leader of the organization was asking him questions, sort of leading back to and testing him. I think he wanted into this network, and he wanted and would fumble a little by talking about abortion. They don't really care about abortion. They are against it, but they aren't really concerned about it. See, it's just a transitory, diversionary issue for them. The Episcopalian Old Boys Network was a lot more easygoing. This is a lot more militaristic, at its core, almost monarchist. What are their core issues? The writer Charlotte, and this is from Harper's, the core issue is capitalism and power. The core issue, they would say, is love. There are a lot of different things love means. They will always work with both sides of the issue. I saw some correspondence with the Chinese officials before Deng Xiaoping was in power. They had some very clandestine associates with senior Chinese officials and were told Deng was a guy they could do business with, so that was fine with them. When you say do business, was it all about actual business deals? Charlotte, well, I wouldn't say it was all about business deals, but if you happened to be praying with someone and you were doing praying and said, hey, I have some F-16s to sell, they would deny there is any connection. They are pretty careful about those kinds of things. They would never say, we are out here to help you set you up in business. They will always help out their friends. Let me introduce you to someone. The Prime Minister of Malaysia is coming. And it goes on. GNN, it sounds to me like some sort of extended Skull and Bones, Old Boys Network, crafted into religious context. Charlotte, the religious context is real. The Old Boys Network is about business. This is about more than business. This is about maintaining a certain kind of power, a certain view of how power can be distributed. The Episcopalian Old Boys Network was a lot more easygoing in this. This is more about militaristic, really, at its fundamental core, almost monarchist. We would be told time and time again, Christ's kingdom is not a democracy. This is their model for leadership. They would often say, everything you need to know about government is right here in the cross. It's vertical, not horizontal. So that means command and control. GNN. In that vein, regarding your article, I got the impression these guys like Adolf Hitler and Genghis Khan a lot. Is that a fair assessment of your intention? In fact, the writer says, Harper's made me cut back on that stuff. They said, we know it's true, but this is already so much to absorb. That's why I included the line at the end of the story. The leader of the group is having dinner with the younger members of the group, and it is talking about a bond, the covenant, he says. Can anyone think of anyone else who had a covenant? And the answer was, of course, everyone knows it's Hitler. They wanted to say that Hitler, well, I'll tell you what they said about Hitler when we get back.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free...